If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hello, everyone, and Merry Christmas. I mean, happy WrestleMania weekend. We have two nights of WrestleMania to talk about here on Fightful. It's the prediction show with me, Stephanie Chias, and my special guest. You will all know him. It is Rob Wilkins of Fightful himself. Hello, Rob. How are you?
I'm good. Hello. How are you today?
I'm very good. I'm very excited. It's WrestleMania weekend. Like, we were just talking about how it's our favorite weekend of the year to be wrestling fans.
Yes, it is. It's my favorite weekend of the year. And like I was saying before we started the show, like, my favorite show, like, other than the WWE stuff, is Bloodsport, and that's today. So it is like, it's like Christmas Eve today for me. So
yes, it is like Christmas Eve. Do you have any special plans for how you're going to watch Mania? Any parties, any treats?
Yeah, I'm going to go over to a friend's house, and we're just going to probably have like five or six of us just kind of hang out and watch Mania. And I know Saturday morning I'll watch NXT by myself. Usually that Saturday morning, Saturday afternoon type thing. That's usually what I do. So it'll be good. It'll be a wrestling all day type thing. And then, yeah, and then we'll hang out Saturday night and talk about the show and and just go from there. And I'm sure they'll have some, I think they're already planning on doing pizza. So
Nice. I intend to eat an entire entire Easter egg each night. That's my intention.
There you go. You can't go wrong there then.
I mean, it's going to be starting like midnight, 1 a.m. for me. So I think I'm going to save my Easter egg till then. I got my Easter egg yesterday and I told my mom I'd be eating it on Saturday night. And she told me I couldn't because Easter was Sunday. But I said WrestleMania is going to be after midnight. So technically it is Sunday. So I will absolutely be cracking open a Reese's piece of Easter egg because that is my favorite. So, Rob, we have a lot to get into. We have 13 matches split over two nights. We're going to be talking about who we think is going to win each of them. And we're going to go for, like, we're going to split into two nights. And I'm just going by how Wikipedia has it, guys. If you want to follow along and get your predictions in, let us know in the chat. And we're also going to look at, you know, who the odds are. It's in Vegas, so who the betting odds are for who's going to win each match too. So before we get stuck in, let's hear from our sponsor, Bet Online, via our overlord Sean Rossap.
Bet Online AG. All of our odds that we've ever gotten from wrestling, MMA, boxing have come from Bet Online. We are so proud to be doing business with them. A lot of you guys are saying, wait, you can bet on pro wrestling? Yes, you can bet on pro wrestling. In fact, I've got it at a minus 200. This lawnmower outside my window isn't going to stop by the time I do this ad read. You hear that? I would have made some money at BetOnline AG with that prop. Go check out the BetOnline wrestling odds. That's the only ones you have ever seen on Fightful, because we only trust BetOnline.ag. They're 25 plus years, their safe and secure environment, their high limits, their credit card acceptance is all unmatched. You can bet big with their rebet functionality as well. The earliest lines that you're going to find, whether it be wrestling, MMA, boxing, or other sports, BetOnline. Check them out.
BetOnline.ag. Did anyone watch that wonderful WrestleMania 9 documentary? Did you watch that, Rob?
That they put I have not watched it yet, but I will. I will definitely watch it.
And that WrestleMania was in Vegas, and they, in the casino, they put up odds, but it was just for a laugh. Like, it wasn't real. So people tried to bet on Mania, and they wouldn't let them back in the day. But now they do. But I thought that was really interesting. But yeah, everyone should check out that documentary. There was so much cool footage in that that you'd never think, like Undertaker just, you know, being a normal guy. It was so much fun.
Yeah,
it got me in the mood. Alrighty, guys, let's go. Let's start with night one, and the tag team championship is on the line. We have the War Raiders, Eric and Ivar, versus the New Day, Kofi Kingston and Xavier Woods. Rob, who do you think is going home as tag team champions?
I think the New Day will win this match for sure. I think that everything's lined up for them to get this victory. They have all the momentum on their side, and it just looks really good for them. The crowd just does not like them right now, and they've just been doing a really good job at like just leaning into that. We can't stand them because of what they've done to what they did to Big E a couple of months ago. And they're leaning into it hard, and I just don't see them leaving Las Vegas without those titles. And neither does Bet Online, because Bet Online has them as the favorites at a -500. So,
Do you think there's any chance of Big E making an appearance?
Oh man, I would love it, because anytime I see Big E on my TV, I'm happy, because I absolutely just think the guy is the greatest.
Yeah,
I would love to see him. If he does show up, I would be shocked if he does anything to help the New Day. You know, like that would be weird. That's the thing. I don't see the New Day leaving Las Vegas without those titles. So if he does make an appearance, it would just be weird to see, you know, like with him, with him making an appearance and those guys still leaving with the titles, because I just don't know how you do it.
Yeah, I feel like that angle with Big E was so strong, but it feels like so long ago, and it was a couple of months ago. And I do feel like they have the heat from the crowd, they have the crowd reactions, but I do feel like week to week, it's been hard to like keep that level. But I think they have to win the tag titles here, or I kind of feel like it's all been for nothing and they will seem like losers. But I just feel like, because we haven't seen Big E, that Mania would be the time to come back. But as you said, I don't think it makes sense for him to come back if they win. So I do wonder, like, I mean, maybe if he does appear, might he decide to side with the guys that were so awful to him, you know, and go with them? But that would feel like such an odd choice, because what they did to him was so strong. But I do think that the New Day are going to win the tag titles. Like, absolutely. I think that it would just be bad if they didn't. And I don't think the War Raiders have been like a particularly good, like, strong team. I think being on the New Day, it will be much better.
Yeah, no, for sure. And I just refreshed the Bet Online the odds, and New Day's actually favored 1,000. They're not losing, I don't think.
I mean, though, if you do want to put a small bet in the War Raiders, you might get a big return there if something happens. Like,
that is true.
That might be worth a small risk, that just in case, since the odds are so crazy. Wow.
Yeah. It would be, because, I mean, if you look at it this way, Just to give you an example, if you put 10 American dollars down on the War Raiders, you'd make $55. So
wow,
because they're plus $550. So
yeah, wow. Okay, bet online, guys. War Raiders. I'm still going to be plugging for the new day to win, though. If I do put a bet in the War Raiders, just because it does seem the right choice. Moving on, we have Rey Mysterio versus El Grande Americano, aka Chad Gable. This one for me, I think, I kind of feel like El Grande Americano needs to win this one too, just because they've put a lot into this storyline with Chad Gable, and they've definitely been going strong on it. Rey, you know, obviously legend, can take a loss. I understand like Rey winning would be the kind of happy ending to it. We've already said for some heels to win the match before, but I still think with what they're doing with this character, it's maybe not time for him to take a loss like that to Rey yet. I could see them doing a rematch, like a mask versus mask rematch, and then El Grande Americano gets unmasked and we find out, you know, who he is. But at this point, yeah, I see him winning, even though, I'm not sure if anyone else would agree on that, because I know Fernando's saying Rey Mysterio wins, of course, but no, I don't think so. It's just like the level of effort that's been put into this makes me think that we might get an upset here. How do you feel about it, Rob?
Well, I feel this is what I think is going to happen. I think El Grande, that's what I'm used to ordering. No, El Americano Grande will get the victory. However, I think he will lose his mask. I think that's how they're going. I think that's how they're going to do it. And I believe that. I think it's going to be a great match. I just hope they get enough time. That's a match where I just hope they get. I hope they get enough time. I would be perfectly okay with Rey Mysterio winning. I think that's probably the best way to go, because WWE, they're still always trying to gain fans. And they know WrestleMania is one of those events that gets new eyeballs, as like Nick Khan likes to say. And Rey Mysterio is one of those guys that people know. So in a way, I would actually like to change my mind, change my opinion on this. I think Rey Mysterio does get the victory, and I still do think they remove Chad Gable's mask.
I think this does have potential to be the match of the night, really. But as you said, like, they need to get the time to do it. And you would hope at WrestleMania they do get the time. But I think it will definitely be one of, if not the best matches technically in the night. Do we have odds for this one? What's Vegas saying?
Yeah, it is even. It is an even call. So they, even Vegas, or even Bet Online, does not know what they want to go with on this one.
Okay, split just like us then. I'm still going to go for El Grande, just because I just don't see him like losing the mask yet. They've gone to so much trouble with it and the vignettes and everything. And it's a bit, you know, it's a bit kind of controversial too. I just see them pushing forward with it, even though, you know, Rey is the like forever, you know, baby face. But yeah. All right, let's move on to our first women's match of the night. And this is one that has gotten quite the build. Jade Cargill versus Naomi. I absolutely adored what they did at Elimination Chamber with Jade coming back. I thought that was so, so cool. And the way they played out that storyline. I like a lot of the vignettes they've been doing. I think for this one, I'm going to go for Jade winning here. I have picked two heels in the past, but I think with Jade, WrestleMania, they obviously want to put a lot behind her, make her look strong. It has to be been a really good storyline and well built. So I think that Jade is going to win. How about you, Rob?
I do think Jade Cargill is going to win, and I think the perfect person to be in that ring for her, with her at WrestleMania is a veteran like Naomi. And Vegas agrees with both of us. Jade Cargill, I keep saying Vegas, but Bet Online.
Bet Online
has us Jade Cargill at 500, minus 500. So, yeah, Bet Online, if I was going to put my money on it, I would put my money on Jade Cargill winning this as well. So, yeah, that's the best way to go, in my opinion. And
I don't imagine this match is going to be very long. I think, like you said, it is good to have a veteran like Naomi in there with Jade. I do think I have seen improvement in Jade since she came to WWE, but then she did have that time off. But I think she's gotten a lot better at kind of the other parts of her presentation, like the emoting and like the more the acting and stuff like that, which she's been able to do with Naomi. But yeah, I think Jade wins this one. I think we get a babyface victory here. I don't know where they'll go from there with Naomi. Maybe they'll fold it into whatever happens on night two with Bianca that we'll get to later. But yeah, I am looking forward to this one, though. Certainly looking forward to Jade's entrance because she always does something really cool, and it's WrestleMania. So I suspect that she might be one of the people that gets a very much elevated entrance on WrestleMania as well.
Yeah, I could definitely see that too. I could definitely see that happening.
Yeah, she's had some great entrances in the past in AEW as well, and I just think like on Mania stage she'll get something awesome. Let's move on to the United States Championship. We have LA Knight versus Jacob Fatu. I was just talking the other day about WrestleMania like weekend last year, and you know, Jacob Fatu, I think last year he like pulled out of some of the shows and then he was in the crowd watching the Usos at Mania, and wow, things have really turned around for him, and he absolutely deserves it. He's just had an incredible year, incredible just like presence, everything about him. I just love Jacob Fatu, and I'm gonna pick him as the winner. Because I think LA Knight, he's had his time as United States Championship. He's a guy that has managed to like really stay over, even if he hasn't really gotten the best booking. But you know, he's got the charisma, he's got the catchphrase, everything. People really like him. But I think people like Jacob Fatu more right now because he's on the come up. They're behind him. I think him winning can lead to other things within the bloodline, Solo Sikoa. Like, I think Jacob needs to be established as like the guy in the bloodline, in the whole like Samoan dynasty that we have. Jacob is like the one to watch, you know, under Roman. I think that's what really like kind of fucked Solo as the bloodline leader, having Jacob come in, because he was so like strong and dominating. So I think 100% Jacob's going to win. What about you?
Yeah, I totally think Jacob's going to win this. I think he's going to win easily. I believe that this is the right call. Jacob Fatu like has the it factor, as we call it.
Yeah.
He looks good. And like you said at the beginning, LA Knight does not need that title. He's fine without it. And it's, I think, in to quote how they always quote in wrestling, it's what's best for business. You put that title on him, see what he can do with it. Bet Online agrees. They have Jacob at a minus 400. So,
wow.
So yeah. So he's favored. So he's looks good, and I think it's time to put a title on him too. I really do.
I do. Maria says that she thinks Solo will accidentally cost Jacob Fatu the match. I can see how you're getting there, Maria, but I just think that maybe at another time they might have done that, but I think they want to give Jacob that moment. I think maybe Solo will appear, but I don't think he'll factor in the finish, because I just think that in order to kind of make Jacob and put him to that next level, I think they want that moment with him winning clean, holding up the title, and just, you know, putting that rocket on him to like the next stage in his career.
Yeah, I agree.
All right. Up next, we have the Women's Championship. This has been quite the build. Tiffany Stratton versus Charlotte Flair. I think this one is hard to call, but the build has been extremely rocky. I think this might be one of the ones like I'm the most negative on. I think that, you know, the 2 weeks ago, the quite infamous exchange that they had on SmackDown, I've really been indicative of what this build has been like. I like Tiffany. I think that she's a good one of the leaders of like this generation, the generation after Charlotte. I don't think that Charlotte has been very giving in this build, I would say. And I think it's really hampering the whole thing. And it makes me think that it's not going to be a very good match. I think some of my favorite women's matches in recent years have been the ones that Charlotte had with Rhea. But I don't see her giving the same to Tiffany. I think they just kind of don't like each other. And I think their crowd is going to be really against Charlotte. And I think that could throw her. And as far as the winner, I think I would have said before seeing the build, they'll just give it to Charlotte. But with how things have gone, I think the right decision would be to keep the title on Tiffany. So I'm going to predict Tiffany, even if I can't say that I'm 100% certain that they'll do that. But it's certainly going to be an interesting match to watch and the outcome as well. Oh, sorry. Well,
you made everything like make sense there. The way it started, you know, like when they brought in Charlotte, a lot of people were just kind of like, oh, they're putting her in the title picture again.
Yeah.
And my argument was that was, you know, like if you're trying to build a star like they are with Tiffany Stratton, you do want to put her with somebody like Charlotte. However, the problem is when you get, when the fans get tired of a certain person being around mm-hmm. so much, they get kind of tired of it. And the mm-hmm. fact that Charlotte just came right back and put in the title picture, a lot of people just were not ready. They just did not want that. They didn't like the fact that she got in there and put in the title picture. I don't think that was the best choice to do for her, because I also didn't think it did any favors for her, like no. with the fans. And I think they put her in a bad spot with this. Do I see her leaving? No, I don't see her leaving with that title. You got to go with what's hot. And Tiffany Stratton needs to leave with that title. They might not like each other. We don't know. Hopefully everything's good, because I think they're both professionals in the end, and they're going to have put on a great match. I do think that they're going to do that. I think in the long run, they're going to be able to work together and put on a good match. And I just don't see Tiffany Stratton losing this title. Now, if before all this happened, I could definitely see Charlotte leading with it. But now I think it's kind of turned into her favor for mm-hmm. Tiffany to win. So I just don't see her losing now.
I think so too. I think a big win for Tiffany at Mania will be really beneficial to her, because even though she, you know, has the women's championship, she is still like so new that it'll be a great moment for her. Sean says, I predict Stephanie Chase will win the women's title. One day, maybe. One day. You never know. You never know. I think I'd be more willing to face Charlotte than Tiffany if I had to pick, but not for any particular reason. But yeah.
And,
Yeah.
And like you asked earlier, Bet Online has this one like even too. Like this one.
Oh.
So it's
a good one. Surprised by that, because I think it, for all the reasons we said, it is hard to call. I think that a lot of them seem more obvious, and I think this is more one that Triple H will really have to think about what is best going forward. But I just, if it was me booking it, I think, you know, if Charlotte won, she'd have to be total heel as champion, just given everything that's gone on. And I'm not sure she's able to carry that as the champion right now. I don't think it's the right time. And I certainly don't think that her beating someone like Tiffany at the stage that Tiffany's at is going to do anything to kind of help her image or how fans feel about her, you know, and make it good. Maria says that HBK and Bret Hart hated each other and brought out the best matches we've ever seen. It's true. That is true. But I think, I don't know, it's going to sound like I'm being too down on Charlotte, but I think that Sean and Bret, as much as they hated each other, they were able to put that aside and work with each other in a way to make the best that they could and elevate each other and know that like that was the best thing to do and kind of in a way like leave their egos aside a little bit. I just don't see that within Charlotte, just for the way the stuff with Tiffany has gone. Like there's just been, I don't know, too many points where I just think that I don't think it's going to be a great match. I don't, but you know, it'll be fun either way. It'll be fun.
Yeah, it will be. And you make a good point that with Charlotte being like the heel, like the big heel, I think you mentioned Triple H. You have to ask yourself, leaving Las Vegas, and I'm not talking about the movie, but who could be the bigger star, like when they leave Las Vegas? You could make Tiffany a much bigger star by beating Charlotte Flair in the long run.
Yeah.
Even if she loses a title in 2 weeks or 3 weeks, you can have another star built because they could use that forever. Like she beat Charlotte Flair at WrestleMania. Yeah. I look at it that way.
Yeah. It is interesting that the odds are even though. Let's move on to the men and the World Heavyweight Championship. We have main event Jey Uso, not main eventing. Against Gunther, the champion. Rob, I'll let you kick this one off.
Jey Uso is... If you would have told me a year ago that next year we would see Jey Uso wrestling for the title, it wouldn't have surprised me. If you would have told me who he was wrestling for the title, that would have surprised me. Mm-hmm. Because I just could not picture him going over.
Yeah.
And he will be. But they've done such a good job at building Jey Uso. The crowd, when I saw that, when they did that drone like footage of him, like the first time they did that drone footage of him with the crowd, I just knew right then and there, that man is going to be a champion pretty soon. Like it was even before Royal Rumble, obviously. Like I was just like, this guy's going to be a champion. He's going to be the heavyweight champion sooner than later, because that crowd was just all over. Like they were ready for him. And I know a lot of people don't care for his in-ring, and that's fine. But that's the thing, that in the long run, it's the merchandise is what helps. Mm-hmm. And the in-ring like talk, like Jey Uso can bring it, like as far as the entertainment value goes. And that's the thing about Gunther too, is he's so good like in the ring, and he's such a great heel that this is a match where I kind of like, I can see both guys winning, but I just don't see Jey Uso leaving Las Vegas without this title.
I mean, if you told me last year that Jey was going to be in this position, I wouldn't have believed it, because I do think he completely shit the bed last year with Jimmy.
That's true. Yeah.
That was not a good match. But that connection that he has with the crowd, the yeeting, I got to see it a lot last year when I was going to more pay-per-views in North America. It's absolutely wild how much they love him. And I think that crowd connection is what enabled him to get over the how frankly bad his match was last year. I don't think I need to like sugarcoat it. I think he's going to have a much better match this year with Gunther. I think that Gunther has done a great job. I thought he was really good on Raw this week. I think that the kind of wonderful like party atmosphere and crowd interaction that Jey has, the the perfect opposition to that is Gunther, and how Gunther talks and how he treats people and all of it. It is actually a very good pairing. I think there's no way that Jay is not winning. Gunther, he's been great. I want to see him keep going on to bigger and better things, maybe even winning it back at some point. But kind of a bit like I was saying with the New Day, like where I feel like they have to win or stuff seems all for nothing. Like with Jay, it's so much hype. There's so much support, everything. Him losing would just feel... he would just feel like a total loser. That sounds so stupid. Him losing would make him feel like a loser, but like it really would. I mean, there's other people that could lose. Like, if Jade Cargill loses, we're not going to be like, whoa, what a loser. But with Jay, I think that because of all this, it would really feel that he's completely fallen short in achieving something that was within his grasp. So I think Jay, I'm interested to know what the odds are, Rob.
Yeah, before I go into that, I think you are right on with that, because they've done so well building him into the underdog character. Mm-hmm. Like you started to feel like when he talked about like how his mom, and like you saw the emotion like that he brought out, and that's what you want. And now if they take that away from the fans, oof. I don't want to be there for that, and I feel bad for him, and Bet Online agrees with both of us, because he is at he's minus 700, so okay. Jey Uso, that is, so the favorite is in Jey Uso's part, and I don't see them being wrong on that one, because I think Jey Uso's the right call, and I think he's what's best for business. I really do, because in the long run. Those t-shirts that matters a lot.
The money that guy is making, like I think that in previous years, previous times, to previous people, there would have been an idea of like, yeah, let's shock people with an upset. Not right now, not with this guy, not with what's going on. Like absolutely. I think Jay 100%.
You know, like something I've learned like in recent time is like what matters too in the WWE is like footage matters a lot. Mm-hmm. By Jey Uso winning this title, like at WrestleMania, they can use this footage for years to come. Yeah. And then if down the road, let's say they have a rematch at Backlash or something like that, he loses the title, then don't get me wrong. I know people would prefer Gunther. Some people prefer Gunther to keep the title, and that's perfectly fine. But I look at it from a business standpoint. You got to go with what's hot right now. Jey Uso's, from a business standpoint, Jey Uso's the right call. I think from a getting like fans into it, I think Jey Uso's the right call too. As much as I love Gunther. He's so good. I just think the right call is Jey Uso. I really do.
And Gunther is going to be absolutely fine. Like, he's proven himself. He's such a strong character. He's going to go into a feud with someone else or even, continue this, whatever. Like, I wouldn't worry about Gunther at all. He's going to be great.
And the one thing, too, that I think they could do to help protect Gunther a little bit is have Jimmy get involved. Mm-hmm. Have Jimmy get involved. That way you can at least protect him a little bit. That way some people could say, like, well, yeah, but Jimmy got involved, and like something like that to that nature. That's the way I look at it. Or there's a lot of different possibilities, but I just do not see any way possible of Jey Uso leaving Las Vegas without that title. I just don't see it.
I don't know if I would put Jimmy getting involved, but I do think given how Gunther's character is, there has to be something that happens that conveys to us that he's lost focus, and that's what's made him lose, like something like that. But
I know I definitely don't want like the Bret Hart Diesel Survivor Series 96 or maybe the 95 ending where Bret just kind of does the roll up. I don't want that kind of thing. I don't necessarily know, like, if we do need Jimmy Uso to get involved, but I think the best way to do it is, man, it's hard to say, like, really, but I think we're both in agreement here that Jimmy needs to, or Jay needs to leave Vegas with that title, though.
Yeah, and I'm sure they'll get not just the great scenes of Jay winning, but like great party scenes after that, like Jay Uso with the belt. And yeah, I think that's going to be one of the defining images of this WrestleMania, even though it's not the main event. We'll be having Jay Uso crown champion. Let's move on to the main event. It's a triple threat match. It's Roman Reigns, CM Punk, and Seth Rollins. For Paul Heyman, it seems. This one, everyone knows how much I love Punk. I don't deny that one. He's getting his main event. I am kind of disappointed, though, with this build. I have to say, I think it's I don't know, the Paul Heyman, of course he has the history of Punk. We all know that, but this Punk's, you know, you're my like best friend, all of that stuff. And I just think the focus is like too much been on Paul Heyman. And then Seth Rollins is like there because like he's always there, like always Seth Rollins has to be like factored into these things. And you know, he's got the history with Roman with his Shield, and I know a lot of people like care very deeply about that. He's got his recent history with CM Punk, but I just haven't been feeling this build really. And I think it's all the Paul Heyman involvement, and it just makes me feel like that it's the main event just to give Punk the main event. And I do want Punk to have a main event, but if it was like, if things were completely different and he was main eventing with Gunther or something for the title, I'd feel a lot better about it. But I'd feel a lot better if it was a solo match, just him and Roman. I mean, like no Seth in it. So like the Seth Rollins of it kind of gets me down. And I think for the winner, I'm probably going to pick Seth Rollins just so neither Roman and Punk have to, so that the choices between Roman and Punk and just have it Seth. I don't know. I am conflicted about this match because it's going to be great to see Punk at WrestleMania in the main event, but I just wish the circumstances were kind of different. It just feels like very political to me, as in backstage politics or something like that, that's kind of led to this. Do you feel any more positive about it, Rob?
Yeah, you know, it's like we would say it on my show, Coexisting with Rob and Maggie, this is a Paul Heyman on a pole match.
Yes, it is.
The winner it's definitely has that feeling to it. And as far as I could definitely see your point about thinking it's Seth Rollins winning, because it kind of gives that vibe to it. A lot of people can see this where they see Paul Heyman knowing that Seth is the way to go. Like, yeah, they could see him turning on not only Paul or on CM Punk, they can see him turning heel on Roman Reigns. Like, they could see it both ways, and he goes with Seth. I can definitely see that happening.
It really, like, it almost like annoyed me when on Raw, Seth was basically saying like this is for the future of the business, like the winner of this, and I'm just like, guys, you're all like over 40. Well, maybe Seth isn't, but I mean, I don't think you can really say that in a match with you three. It's like you're putting, he's out there like trying to put these huge stakes on it that like to me aren't there. Like this it is Paul Heyman on a pole.
Yeah.
You know, if you had like if we were talking about a match between like Jacob Fatu, Braun Breaker, and I don't know, Dominic Mysterio or something, we might be battling for the future or whatever, but not this. It's just, to me, it's just a messy match to try and make sure that everyone is happy.
Yeah. And I mean, I can see like what you're saying, like as far as like the future of the business. Said Seth is 38, Roman's 39, and Punk's either 45 or 46. So I mean, I only know like about their ages because I've done a lot of reading on them just recently, yeah. But like I know from the aspect of what Seth Rollins says for the future of the business, I think that might be what gets Paul Heyman like thinking about it. Like he's right. This is for the business. He already knows that Roman's going, like Roman's leaving for Hollywood eventually. He knows that, you know, like that's, and then CM Punk, like he can look at that. Like he can look like, you're going to turn your back. You're going to leave on me. We just know it's a matter of time. Like he go that whole angle. And then he just have Seth Rollins there and go that route. I think that would be really, I think that's a good idea if they go that way. However, I do, it makes me wonder, like part of me thinks that Seth Rollins could win this and it sets up like another match down the road for, like, I know we're kind of like right now we're kind of tired of like Seth Rollins and CM Punk, but I could see this setting up for a match at next year's WrestleMania.
Right.
For Punk. This is where I could see that happening. But my biggest thing is if they go that route, if Seth Rollins leaves with the victory here, I want them to keep those two separated for a while. And I don't want them to get back involved like into a feud until Royal Rumble. And I hope CM Punk wins the Rumble and that's where they go with the build. That's what I'd like to see.
I feel like Paul Heyman as a character and as a person, I kind of feel like he's too smart to go with Seth Rollins. Because the way that Seth has been positioned for so long, to me, he always feels like, I mean, I thought it was quite embarrassing how he was portrayed last WrestleMania. And I don't think that his portrayal has got any less embarrassing. He always seems like the interloper or the one that's kind of just there or taken advantage of, or, you know, like the really like the third wheel in everything. And I see Seth Rollins as kind of always being Seth Rollins. And I can't imagine what Paul Heyman would be like with him, or how he would justify taking Seth's side when it comes to Punk and Roman. But the way they've made the story, it does kind of feel like he has to take Seth's side in the end.
Yeah. The other thing too that I think about it from this standpoint is, all right, so I mean this is kind of skipping ahead to night two, but I definitely think we need CM Punk versus Cena, like, feud.
Yeah.
So part of me thinks that we kind of need Paul Heyman with CM Punk. Like, I mean, don't get me wrong. Both those guys on the mic are fine without Paul Heyman. Mm-hmm. But my thing is I can't see CM Punk. My thing is I can't see – if CM Punk loses this match, I don't really see how he gets in the title picture with John Cena. You know what I mean? Like, that just seems weird to me.
Yeah.
So part of me is just like, but I mean, it also sets it up where Seth Rollins could go after Jey Uso, possibly. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. I mean, there's different ways around it, but at least they're making it interesting, because right now it's really up in the air, and BetOnline is the same way. They have CM Punk right now at a minus 115. Seth Rollins is at a minus 110. So CM Punk's favored, with Seth Rollins right behind him, and Roman Reigns is at plus 300. So,
ooh.
So yeah. So I mean, if you put money on Roman, if you put $10 on Roman, you'd win $30.
Okay. I think my heart says CM Punk, because I'd like him to win and go on to other things, such as John Cena, who we'll talk about later. But my head is still saying Seth Rollins. Yeah, but those odds are interesting. It's interesting that Roman is last in line there.
Yeah, it is. It's really, it is odd to see. I mean, no pun intended there. It is odd to see Roman Reigns not as a favorite. Like in a match. I mean, like WrestleMania last year, the past two, even I think the past two WrestleManias, he wasn't the favorite. You know, it's just, yeah, it's just weird to, I guess, it's just weird to see him not chosen or not seen as the favorite, because it's just that when he gets in the ring, you expect the man to win almost. It's like a given.
He's just had, since he lost the title last WrestleMania, he has had even more of a part-time vibe than he had when he was champion. And I think with this storyline, you know, Paul has really been doing the work for him. And then he talks about, like, I think it was today or yesterday, he said he'll be finishing up in like 2 years and going to become an actor. And we always expect him to take time off after he does any kind of storyline and run. And I think maybe those things factor in too, that we all just kind of see Roman as someone that is just going to be, he won't be there once Mania is over for a while. He'll come back for, I don't know, SummerSlam or something. So maybe he is like the least likely person to win, even though, yeah. But yeah, I mean, yeah, even when he was champion, he would go away for a while too. But yeah, there's definitely a vibe of him recently, especially in this feud, where it feels like he's not all like 100% there in everyone. All right, are you ready to move on to night two?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Sunday night, we have, for the Women's Tag Team Championship, Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez versus Bayley and Lyra Valkyria. This match, I can't bring myself to care that deeply for, I have to say. How do you feel about it, Rob? Do you have any stronger feelings?
I have a feeling that, as much as I, this is just my hunch, I think based on how Bayley lost to Lyra a couple weeks ago, I think they hinted at a heel turn again. I think they did that. And I think that's how Liv and Raquel retain, because I think we will see Bayley turn heel on Lyra. That's how I see it happening.
It feels like so odd and almost kind of thrown together with Lyra being a singles title holder and then in this tag team with Bayley. And I think that Liv and Raquel make sense as champions, make sense as staying champions. And I think that what you've said makes it sound a bit more interesting that, yeah, maybe Bayley, who, you know, Bayley won the title at Mania last year. It's not been a good year for her as far as the booking goes. They really, even as champion, just struggled to find things to do with her. And I think a heel turn would at least refresh her, something else, maybe some new entrance music, new look, or, you know, something as well. So, yeah, I see the Women's Tag Team Championship staying on Liv and Raquel, and something Bayley and Lyra maybe getting into a singles feud. Like Fernando says, Lyra should be defending the IC championship and not in a tag match. And I agree with that as well, because that championship still needs establishing. So leaving it off the Mania card doesn't make it feel like a very important belt, to be honest. And throwing your champion into a match for another belt doesn't really do good for that title. But I guess you want to get as many people on the card as possible, maybe. So I don't see that changing.
Yeah, you look at it this way too. Chelsea Green's not on the card, and that's another title that they brought in, the United States Women's Championship. That's not on the card. That's annoying to me, because that's another title that's not going to be used on the card. And Chelsea Green's, she's awesome. She's amazing. And I mean,
she deserves it. I mean, yeah. it shouldn't be, you know, it really shouldn't be that we're saying that someone, deserves to be on the card. But like, you know, you have got two nights, and Chelsea has worked so hard on getting herself over, getting that title over, and everything she's done. And it seems that she is always left off the big shows. And it would have been nice for her to get something at WrestleMania. I hope they give her something, but yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I do too. And, yeah, and it's still not too late. Hopefully they get get something for her. I really hope that we get, like, she gets a segment or two, or I mean, I want to see her on my TV. That's the thing about Chelsea Green. I want her on my TV because she's so entertaining. The Secret Harvest is, I think, one of the brilliant things they've done. And I just hope that we get more Chelsea Green. And what I was hoping, like I was lucky enough to be at that Raw with Becky Lynch Bayley versus Lyra for the title, Intercontinental title. I was really, really hoping like we were going to get that was how they were going to bring Becky in, like for the Intercontinental title match at Mania. Like that was the perfect way to do it, I thought, but that's why I don't get paid the big bucks to book that stuff. So, but that's how I wanted it to be done. I wanted Becky versus Lyra for the Intercontinental title at Mania is what I wanted.
Yeah. I think Triple H, his booking of the women hasn't been great. And I think that if he wants to not have people say that about him, he maybe should have factored in the secondary women's titles to WrestleMania. It would have at least been something. Though, you know, we do have the Jade and Naomi match, which is a women's match that is non-title, and it is important to have non-title matches as well. But at the same time, Chelsea would have been great on it.
Yeah, and it's the first non-title women's match, like non-gimmick, like women's match in Mania history, which is just,
that's crazy.
Yeah, it is. So, like, when I saw that stat, Sean put it out, I was just like, just wow. I was wowed by it. So,
I hope that's not a stat that WWE latch on to, like they're doing something good, because that's quite a disgraceful statistic.
And I literally just like was just like shocked by it. I was just surely that's not right. But then I was like thought about it. I'm like, well, damn, you know?
Yeah. That's wild. That's absolutely wild. All right. Speaking of singles matches with no titles attached, we have AJ Styles versus Logan Paul. I'll be interested to see what are the odds for this one, Rob, because I don't have any strong feelings myself of who is going to win.
Yeah, this one. Oh, man. I'll just say this. I want AJ Styles to win so bad that it's like irritating to me because I am not a Logan Paul guy at all. So AJ, I want to win, which means he will not win because that's what happens when I can't have nice things. But AJ Styles, I want him to win so bad that it's driving me nuts. And I will get you the odds for that, but as I pull up, but who do you see winning that as I pull that match up?
I want AJ to win, but I feel like Logan wins, but I have a side quest because I really, really like Karrion Kross, who's also been left off the card. So I'm wondering if he can factor in for Logan Paul to win so that AJ doesn't have to win clean, which I'm sure won't be any consolation to you, Rob, as an AJ fan. But yeah, I could see something like that going on with what Karrion's been doing and the match that they had on Raw this past week.
That would, I'll say this, if they can factor him in, I would be okay. I'm usually not like one of those guys. Well, like, even though I said it with Braun, I'm usually one of those guys that does not want like, oh, why do we got to do this? At least they can make it make sense by having Karrion in there. Like if they go that route. But as far as the odds for that one, I'm going through it right now and I do not see it. So I'm going to go back and look another place to see if they just might've pulled it. But right now I don't find it on Bet Online's page, but I'm going to go in a different spot and see if they have it somewhere else.
I just feel like Karrion's been doing a lot of work. Karrion, he almost seems to do a lot of independent work in that. I mean, he does a lot of building the storylines himself with stuff that he does with, you know, how he looks, his social media posts, all of that. He's very invested in it. He's doing a really good job. He's had a few things that he's got involved in that have kind of disappeared, like all the Wyatt Sixey stuff that he was doing. And I just see him getting a moment at Mania and factoring into this in some way. And I can see that. I can just see him, I don't know, like him and Scarlett appearing in some way and him looking very much like AJ, you know, copying his look, and something happening to make AJ lose. And Logan, I'm sure as well, will have some kind of gimmick or person in a prime bottle or some kind of shenanigans as well, that I think would factor into. I don't see this being like a clean finish match. If there's any match on this card that I think is going to have something wacky as far as interference or whatever, I would say this one.
Yeah, I've looked in multiple places, and this match is not on there. But they did have prior. It was on there prior. So when it was on there a couple weeks ago or last week, Logan Paul was favored, but now it's not on Bet Online. But that doesn't mean it won't be on there later. They could have just pulled it for now. But Logan, and I figured that Logan would be favored. But that's one thing I would never do, is I would never bet against my guy AJ. I just can't. It just aggravates me because I'm an AJ guy. I'll be the first one to admit I am biased when it comes to AJ Styles. I'd never pick against the guy. He's my favorite. So, yeah, I just can't. I can't go against him. And I do, in my case, I kind of do hope that Karrion Kross gets involved to either to make AJ look good, at least, you know, even though he doesn't need help in looking good because he's the best, in my opinion. But I just don't see AJ leaving Las Vegas with a victory, unfortunately.
I think I feel like because it's in Vegas, it makes me more certain that Logan Paul is going to win, because I just feel like Paul Brothers, Vegas, all of that. I can't see him taking a loss in Vegas. Let's move on to the Intercontinental Championship. We got Braun Breaker, the champion, versus Penta, versus Finn Balor, versus Dominic Mysterio. Another difficult one to call. I think I'm going to eliminate two people. I don't think that Finn Balor or Dominic Mysterio is going to win. I either think Braun retains because he's really good and awesome, and he does amazing spears, and he's another young guy that they're behind. Or I see Penta because he's new. They're giving him a lot. They're really showcasing him. He's been doing really well since he came in. I don't know if it's like too early to give him the title or whatever, but right now I'm going to go between Braun and Penta. But Rob, you can give me your thoughts and see if you sway me to making a decision.
Well, I will say this. The boyhood dream will come true as Eddie Guerrero's baby boy wins the Intercontinental title.
No, you think Dominic will
leave Las Vegas with the Intercontinental title. Mm-hmm. Yes, he will, because he will pin Finn Balor.
Right. Dom is favorite. Okay, cool.
Yep, Dom is favorite, yes.
I can see Finn, like, I don't see Finn winning at all. I can definitely see him be the person that takes the pin. I would love Dominic Mysterio to win, honestly. I wasn't giving him, you know, I didn't think it was going to be him, but I would absolutely love that. I mean, I love Dominic, so I'd be very happy if he won. I guess Finn taking the pin makes sense for their storyline, and also makes sense for not pinning Braun or Penta. Two people that, one thing I'm certain of is I don't think Braun or Penta is going to be pinned in this match. But I'm gonna stick with going with Penta, just with, you know, with Ray coming in, with how they built him up, with all that's gone into him, with, you know, sticking it to AEW a bit, with taking one of their guys, all of that, giving him a Mania moment would be so strong. But I would love Dominic Mysterio to win. That would be pretty class.
I mean, I look at it from this standpoint too. The guy was in prison a couple years ago. And it's just a redemption story. And it's, like, you look at it from his dad, like Eddie, and I mean, it's just there's so many good aspects of it, and But I think Dominic's the way to go here too. I do, because I think they've hinted at it very they've hinted at it on Raw a few times that there's still like some issues between Dom and Finn, and I think this is the way to go. I really do. I think Dominic gets the win, but I could totally see them. You're right though. I don't see Finn. I think Finn's the one that does not have a shot at winning. I see it being Dominic, Braun, then Penta. But I agree with you. I do not see Braun or Penta being the one that take the pin at all.
No. So Dominic's the favorite, right? What's the order of as far as
We have Dominic as the favorite. He is favored at -250, followed by Penta at who's +250. Braun is +300, and if you take a gamble on Finn, he's +900. So that's where you'd make money if you do place a wager on Finn. But I mean, if you want to give money away, I think that's up to you. But
I would honestly take a bet on the War Raiders winning before I would take a bet on Finn Balor winning.
Yeah. I probably would too.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to Damian Priest versus Drew McIntyre. It's a Sin City street fight. Wow. For this one, I would love Drew to win just because I'm pro-Drew supporter. I wish Drew was doing something that like felt bigger to me, because he's so great. But I actually see Damian Priest winning this one, even though I would rather it be Drew. How do you feel on it?
You know, what shocks me is that that Drew is the favorite in this match. He's the favorite. And I think, I shouldn't say it shocks me, because I could absolutely see him leaving Vegas with that victory, because Damian Priest, he's so good, but he needs to be a heel, you know. He's a better heel, but the thing is about
Drew and the journey that Drew's been on, because when Drew was a babyface, I thought he was very bland, to be honest, and I didn't really feel any connection to him. And then when he became heel, he suddenly was beating CM Punk on the microphone. And that's me saying that. And Damian Priest, I think, as a babyface, I find him kind of bland in that role as well. I would much rather him be a heel.
Yeah. And, you know, that's the thing. I just don't see how, like, this is a match where I really wish they would have tied into WrestleMania last year more than they did, like to make it this match like mean a lot more. And they haven't really gone into it. The thing is that like on paper, these two guys are great. Like, you know, like this match could be like, I know a lot of people aren't giving it credit, but this match could actually be a really good match. It really could be. And I think Drew is going to win. I do see him getting the victory, but it would not shock me whatsoever if Damian leaves with this victory, because in a way, Damian needs this victory more than Drew, because Drew's going to be fine. Drew's at that point now in his career where he can take a loss, but it just really depends where they want to go with Drew. But I think Drew McIntyre gets the victory, because he's good, and I want to see what they do next with him. Damian, I'm curious to see what they do what's next with him. Even if he wins, I'm still not sure what they do like with him. So
I'm gonna stick with Damian winning, because I feel like Drew's story is always about him losing. So, you know, he always has a way back from a loss because it's so kind of part of his character. But I do think it's going to be a very good match. It'll be interesting to see how they do. You know, it's a Sin City street fight. I'd be interested to see how they incorporate Vegas into this. Are we just going to have a normal street fight, or are they going to try and do something like wild and great? Because, I mean, some of AEW's best no disqualification matches have been in Las Vegas and what they've been able to do. So I'm just very interested to see in the creativity that goes into this. I'll actually be very disappointed if it's just straightforward, you know, them in the ring throwing trash cans at each other or whatever. I think that would be, yeah, a bit of a disappointment. All right, we have now, we've only got two matches left. We're getting through it, guys. We have the triple threat match for the Women's World Championship. Io Sky, the champion, Bianca Belair versus Rhea Ripley. This also has been quite a messy build, in my opinion. Io won the title from Rhea out of nowhere. Bianca won the Elimination Chamber. And it feels like Bianca and Rhea have this beef, and then Io is there as the actual champion, you know, wanting that recognition. I think they've done some good vignettes for it, but the overall stuff, like how Rhea, you know, put herself in the match and the contract and everything, like it's all been a little silly and just not good, in my opinion, to the point where I'm really not sure who's going to win this, other than maybe I would just safe bet like Io Sky winning, because it's all been so messy that, I don't know, I think Io, with the position she's been put in the feud, will kind of come off bad if she loses because of how the other two have treated her. But I don't really have that strong an instinct for it. How do you feel about it, Rob?
I think Bianca gets the victory here. I do. The build hasn't been great, but the one thing that I do know is that the way they built this has been very like weird to me, because in my opinion, you didn't necessarily need, like, my biggest argument is they didn't need to put this title on Io. They could have added her to this match and added, I think it would have added more intrigue to the match if they would have kept the title on Rhea. Like, you could have done this there's different ways, so many different ways you could have done this where you keep the title on Rhea the whole time, but I mean, they did it somehow where they made Io the face, and they basically made Rhea look like a heel, and they made Bianca look like a heel to an extent. And the thing is the crowd reaction to both of them gives opposite vibe, because they both get cheered like big time. I mean, you can hear, like, if you're paying attention to it when you're watching the shows on Netflix, you can hear the crowd just go up when Rhea comes out or Bianca comes out there. So it's just so weird to see. But I mean, this match, you have to go with Bianca. If I'm in charge of the book, I'm going with Bianca, and I think you need to make her a heel. And I'm very curious to see how that would play in with Jade and Naomi. So, because I think it's headed towards that. I think it's obvious it's headed towards like Jade. My thing is I just hope they make it make sense. Like if it's going to be Jade and Bianca, because the weirdest thing that I always find like very weird is when you see somebody come out and basically cost somebody the championship when you know that they could be the contender. You know what I mean? Like could be the next contender. I always find that stuff odd. So I hope they at least make it make sense. So it's like, I think Bianca wins, and I think that's the way they go.
I really, really like Io so much. So this is not anything against Io. I do think that just Bianca versus Rhea would have been a stronger match. And I think making it a three-way is kind of a cop-out, because I see Bianca and Rhea as two of the leaders of the women's division. So just having them be able to have this match, like just the two of them and no one, you know, that's more of a veteran in there, no one from the previous generations, or like no Charlotte or Becky or Mercedes or anyone like that. That would have just felt so much stronger to me. And I do think that the Jade Naomi factor, I could definitely see that factoring in some way, even if it's just, you know, something a lot like Naomi comes out, but before she can do anything, like Jade gets rid of her or something like that. I do think that where Bianca is going to find herself back with Naomi and Jade as her storyline after this. So that makes me think that she's not going to win. I'm still going to stay with Io. And it's kind of like how I feel about the men's triple threat with Punk and Roman and Seth. The way that I think that Seth is kind of like the cop-out winner rather than choosing between the two of them, I feel the same about Io here. Who is the favorite? Is it Bianca?
Bianca's the favorite. She's favored at -120. Io's favorite at Io's at +120, and Rhea is +225. So so Bianca's definitely favored, followed by Io.
Interesting. All right, are you ready for the main event, Rob? The main event of WrestleMania?
I am.
For the undisputed WWE Championship, Cody Rhodes versus John Cena. What a wild ride this build has been, starting at Elimination Chamber, the shocking heel turn of John Cena. We had The Rock there. We had Travis Scott there. And now, obviously, we're recording this before SmackDown, so we don't know what's happened on SmackDown. But as it stands now, it's just John Cena being a big old dick meanie by himself, really. And I think there have been some really good elements to this build, and then some other bits that I think they could have been stronger on. But I've never been a Cena fan, but this is very interesting to me. I am definitely a Cody fan, so I think it's a great match. I think it's a big match. It feels big time. I'm not sure how good a match it's going to be, given, you know, some of Cena's performances as of late with his limited amount. And I'm more excited to watch this as a spectacle of what the heck could happen, because I couldn't have predicted what happened in the elimination after the Elimination Chamber with John Cena. I'm going to say that I think John Cena has to win, in the same way that we spoke about the New Day or about Jey Uso. Kind of feel like he'll seem like a bit of an idiot if he doesn't win. And it's his, you know, final countdown for John Cena. And I think, they're going to give him another title win. I do think it makes sense in this. It's a brand new John Cena, so maybe let's have a couple months of John Cena as a heel champion. Cody's done a great job. He's another person that it's not going to hurt him to lose to John Cena, of all people. I'm going with John Cena. But Rob, I'm sure you have a lot of thoughts about this one as well.
I do, and I think John Cena is going to win. John Cena is favored to win the title.
By a lot. And
He is favored. John Cena is favored. He is favored at -270. So, and Cody is +180. So, yeah, it's Cena is definitely favored to win. I believe that we are going to see somewhat of the same thing we saw last year. I think we're going to see some wrestling cameos. I think that's going to happen. I'm very curious to see what they do as far as that goes. Mm-hmm. I think there's a part of me that really, really, really wants to hear that Stone Cold music pop off, you know. Like I want him to be like the the Undertaker version, like this year, or that like John Cena was last year, rather. You know, like I want him to be the one that helps put.
Do you want like if so? Say that we get Dwayne showing up.
Yeah.
On behalf of Cena, do you want Stone Cold to be the equalizer?
Yeah, that's definitely what I want, and you know, like I've said a few times that this story's been so good, like the whole Rock thing, like just being involved has been good, because we saw that Bad Blood when he came out the first time, he did the three,
yeah.
And then yeah. Last time with Cena, he did the two. So all of us are waiting to see what's like number one. And mm-hmm. By no means am I expecting it to be Stone Cold by a, like, you know, to be the guy, but I'm just so like curious to know, like, who could it be? Like who could be that? Oh, that'd be interesting, but I don't think they would go that route that quick.
Me too. I mean, it's interesting and it's timely. I totally get why Fernando's saying it, but I do think that, and no disrespect to Jeff Cobb, that's not big enough for a one, because not everyone is familiar with Jeff Cobb. Certainly not everyone that's going to be in the building for WrestleMania.
I made the joke, I think to one of my friends, like what I said, I go, like what they should do, it should be like Rusev, because The Rock has that history with Lana from their night in Milwaukee. You know, like I always make that joke because they always have Milwaukee, and I'm like that's where it comes from. That's why it should be Miro or Rusev. I'm just so like anxious to see what it is. Part of me thinks that Randy Orton would be perfect for it. I know. I don't see that happening, but it would just be like, because part of me thinks that would just be them absolutely punting the ball, like because they lost out on Kevin Owens and then they just didn't know what to do with Randy. Because that would make me think that they went that route. And then like, because we still want to see Orton versus Cena too. So that kind of makes that whole thing just kind of thrown out the window. Because I like right now, I just don't have any idea who it could be. Or what? And
yeah, and especially because he's distanced himself from Solo and therefore like Jacob too. I wonder, is he about to send in another
Hikuleo
army? Yeah, like Hikuleo, and then you could even have Jeff Cobb with Hikuleo. You know, it's like, but to me, like those people, as much as like we know them, I just don't see that like working in a Mania crowd. Like if someone's going to appear or something, you want it to be someone that like every single person in the building knows. So like when Austin appears, everyone's going to know who that is if it happens, or if Undertaker or something happened, but you don't want someone that people are like, you know, who's this? But yeah, I do feel like Dwayne has to be involved, and I think he has to do something like memorable. I don't see Cena winning claim, because I see that it could end up basically being no disqualification, like, because you know we've seen Dwayne tell referees that he's on the board, so whatever he wants goes.
Yeah.
I can see them really like taking it to Cody, but for me, there's no way that Cena doesn't win. I think that Cody's been such a great babyface champion. Like, he's the new John Cena, but better. And I think it would actually benefit Cody hugely to not be champion anymore and to be on the chase again and to have to do something a little bit different with his character, with his arc. And I think people will be very excited to see a heel John Cena as champion running wild, and maybe we end up with great things like a CM Punk match before the end of the year.
Yeah, and it'd be so weird to see like the tables turn, like where you have Cena as the heel, Punk as the face, and then you have like Orton as the face and Cena as the heel. It'd just be completely different. I love that aspect. And
it's not just me being a fangirl, but I would love to see CM Punk be the person that dethrones John Cena. I think it would be one. I think Cena works best with Punk. He was even good in Elimination Chamber with Punk. They have a weird chemistry that really, really works together, because I don't think Cena is the best wrestler, especially not at this stage. But him and Punk, like they really connect in the ring. They're great dance partners, and with all their history, I almost feel like Cena as a heel champion can act like he is, you know, basically taking the belt hostage and, you know, going to take the belt away. And it will be kind of like a reverse of when Punk was leaving with the belt and everything that happened there, like kind of tie like that together all these years later. So I'd love to see that happen. So I'm predicting John Cena, and I also want John Cena, but for me, the stuff that's more up in the air is what we've been talking about with the other people that will interfere and stuff. And I do think we could see Austin this year. I totally get why he didn't want to do it last year, but if it was maybe just him as the only big surprise, I think he'd be up for it.
Yeah, I could definitely see that. And yeah, I just know this. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be a good show. And there's a part of me that thinks that, and by no means do I know this, but I think there's a possibility that we might still get one or two matches added to Mania.
Yeah.
So I think that's a possibility, because I do think that we could see Orton get a match still. Like I could see an open challenge style match.
I could see Chelsea, especially with the fact that it's being talked about, you know, so much, and I could see Chelsea getting a match as well.
You know, like, and this is something I thought of too. And like Chelsea Green, like if they were talking about bringing Becky Lynch back, this would be a good way to do it too. Like a U.S. title, that would be a good way to do it.
A great, you know, like you said, Orton could do an open challenge of it, but I think Chelsea would be a great person to do an open challenge. That character that she has, her basically making it her thing that she's not on the card, and, you know, coming out there and basically forcing herself on the card and saying like, I'll take on anyone. And then the person that comes out is a surprise. So whether it be like a veteran or someone, or like a returning Becky Lynch, the only thing that would put me off it being like Becky Lynch would be that Chelsea would have to lose the title, and I wouldn't take it off her yet. Her doing something like that, I think, would just work for her character so much and make sense too.
The other thing too that I and this is going back to night one for the main event, is this is something I said too, like this is like my personal wish, and I should have thought about this before I said anything, is if like Aleister Black, if he does come back like to WWE, what I really want more than anything is him to be the one that like actually costs Seth Rollins, because they can go back all the way back to their storyline. Because you know, like that eye thing, that, I mean, Aleister used that eye the whole time he was in AEW, you know. I think that would be perfect, but I don't see them going that route at all. Like, I just wanted to add that in. If they did go that route, I would absolutely love it, because it's long-term storytelling to the extreme. But
I can see that would be really cool. I think the only thing that would make me not think that would happen is I feel like with the era that we're in right now with Triple H, the Netflix era, I think Raw after Mania is going to be a big deal again. Proper big deal, because I think they've been kind of lax on that. So as far as like ex-AEW guys, Rusev and Aleister Black, I could see them debuting, both coming in the Raw after Mania, because I think that would be, you know, good, like a reset, putting those characters back in. I think the way Triple H books now, I think surprises, I don't see being on the Mania show, but I definitely see them being on the Raw after Mania. I think they're going to go back to being like an extension of the Mania weekend.
I agree with you, and I hope they do go that route as well.
Yeah. Well, okay. Do you have any final thoughts you'd like to get in about WrestleMania, Rob?
No, I'm good. I just want to say thank you for having me. I think it's going to be an outstanding show. Both nights are going to be good, and I think Stand and Deliver is going to be good as well. And I'm looking forward just to a great weekend of wrestling, and I hope everyone else is too.
yeah, I think it's going to be an amazing weekend. As we said, it's like Christmas for us wrestling fans. Biggest weekend of the year. And it's falling on Easter, so we can all enjoy an Easter egg while watching this. But yeah, thank you so much, Rob, for joining me. I've had so much fun. I'm sure everyone knows where to find you, but let's remind everyone where to find you, where to follow you, about your show with Maggie and all of that.
Yeah, every Friday at 3 o'clock Eastern, I host a show, co-host a show called Coexisting with Rob and Maggie. We're over on Fightful Overbooked. Like I said, every Friday at 3 o'clock Eastern. And then you can follow me at Rob Wilkins on X. I'm also on Instagram at Fightful Rob. And yeah, and then as far as like Fightful.com, I just do a lot of background stuff. So like the behind the scenes stuff. So that part you don't usually Rob see, but I'm around.
Rob sets all the streams up for me. So thank you, Rob. Every single show I do, Rob has had a hand in making it happen. So thank you so much for that, Rob. You do so much great work. So if you want to go follow Rob, follow me on everything at Stephanie M. Chase, X, Instagram, Substack, Stephanie Chase, and all of that. And yeah, everyone just have a great Mania weekend. Everyone enjoy the show, get hyped. It all really kicks off tonight. I'll be watching, I'll probably watch Bloodsport tomorrow morning, but yeah, enjoy everything you're watching and have the best time. And I'll catch you guys. My next prediction show, which will be Double or Nothing, I think, in May.
Yeah, there you go. Cool. Right.
Bye.
Peace.
If you work in quality control at a candy factory, you know strict safety regulations come with the job. It's why you partner with Grainger. Grainger helps you find the high-quality and compliant products your business needs to inspect, detect, and help correct issues. And the sweetest part is, everyone gets a product that's as safe to eat as it is delicious. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.